Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solan.
Let the good times roll because the gang is back together for another 3 episodes of this season. Yes, it's Soul Sisters and Colgate Max White Ultimate.
Roll out the red carpet for Colgate's best whitening toothpaste yet, Colgate Max White Ultimate. Not only does it whiten your teeth, but it removes 15 years of stains too. 15. It's enamel safe for daily use and it even prevents future stains too.
Oh, I absolutely love it. And do you know who was just here? Shrubs and Rubs. And guess what he left with?
A Colgate Max White Ultimate.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Couldn't let him get out of here without a little gift from the Soul Sisters.
This is it, a little bit of merch. Honestly, when I logged on to Riverside, our platform where we record our podcast, you were sat like... Like you were on the couch. I was like, that's weird. And there was lots of noise in the background. And then you pretty much instantly said, look who's here. And you flipped the laptop. And there he was in all of his glory with his plinth and a big wave and a big smile. Oh, it just made me day. Made me day.
Yeah, Shrubs and Rubs was up here. Unfortunately, I wasn't getting rubbed tonight. It was Jamie. But I sat on the couch and watched.
Oh, that's kind of erotic. What's Jamie's injury?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Ah, come on. Where was he getting rubbed?
Like his leg. I don't know. I just get on with things.
Yeah, of course. We're the martyrs. The mom is the martyr and the dad needs the help.
So I'm running a half marathon in September and I say to myself every time, this time it's going to be different. But this time it is going to be different because... where I fall down in my running is my strength and conditioning because I don't have a lot of strength in my body. Mm-hmm. And I went to a strength class in the gym yesterday and I nearly died.
Really?
So intense. Weights on your back. Froggies. Have you ever done a froggy?
Oh God, I have.
Oh my God. Like they make me want to barf. We're doing froggies and I came home, but my bum today feels like I'm the type of person I go to the gym once and then I'm like, whoa. You know?
Wow, look at me.
But I think my bum is just like swollen.
Oh, that's not a bad complaint. Do you enjoy the pain? Like is it kind of pleasure pain of the couple of days after a really good workout like that?
Jamie would enjoy that for me. Anytime I stand up and I go, oh, he's like, that's brilliant. I'm so happy for you. That's great for you. Now, he is such a hype person. You know, that's the sort of encouragement you need.
It is. It is. He's an absolute legend.
So he's like, you got to make sure you go back now twice a week and do this for yourself and, you know, go into the next half marathon feeling strong.
Good. I actually got some lovely DMs from some of our Soul Sisters this week. Thank you very much for my peri-peri DMs. Just a couple of girls telling me what they do that works for them. And one of them came from, I think, was it New Zealand? Hold on now. Wait a second. No, it's Carmelan and she's an Irish, she says, living in South Africa, originally from Temple Oak. And she said she loves the podcast and she said the only thing that has worked for me for menopause symptoms is load-bearing exercises, weights, strength training and a bit of cardio thrown in.
Wow, great tip.
Yeah. One I haven't heard before either.
So I got a message from a Soul Sister who's gone and found Hobnobs in Sydney. And sent me a message. Now, I'm not like you. I'm like, Jesus, where's that message? I didn't screenshot it. I don't have it for the podcast. But we can confirm there has been sightings of Hobnobs in Sydney. And I will look into it further for the Australian girls. And I'll have more on that next week.
I want to tell you about my very first retreat, which happened. And I made sure when David and I, before David and I left Dublin to drive west to Connemara, we went to Tesco and we were doing a shop for the breakfast, the granolas, the mueslis, all the milks and that kind of thing. And I was lingering in the biscuit aisle and he was like, what is, like, come on, we're on the clock here. And I'll tell you why we're on the clock in a few minutes. I was like, I need to get some Hobnobs. He's like, hobnobs? I was like, you haven't been listening to the podcast, have you? He was like, no, I haven't, Claire, no, no. So then I'm like loading up with chocolate hobnobs because I'm like, I know that these soul sisters are going to want a cuppa and a hobnob when they land.
Let me tell you about Hazel. She came up last Wednesday. That's Jamie's mum. She come back from 2 weeks in Spain, living her best life. We gave her a biscuit with her coffee.
Very nice.
The biscuit went over on a plate. Hazel was eating the biscuit and said, these are lovely. What are these? And Jamie goes, they're hobnobs. So listen, hobnob ambassadors.
Look, I think in the 6 series that we've done of Soul Sisters, the recommendation I am proudest of might be the hobnobs.
Was that in recommends?
It wasn't an official one, but it was by osmosis. Everybody's eaten them. And I had one of the Soul Sisters on the retreat who was gluten-free, and I managed to pick up in the gluten-free aisle for any of you who are celiac or gluten-free.
Don't say hobnobs. I can't hear the word anymore.
What you just said and a gluten-free version.
Okay, go on, say it.
Gluten-free hobnobs. And when Caroline, my soul sister, came in, she said, yeah, no, and she saw the hobnobs being distributed. And I said, hold on, you wait there. And I brought out a packet of them and shit, you want to see the little face light up.
So go on, go back to your retreat. Tell us everything.
Well, okay. So I'll start from the beginning. David and I were heading over to Connemara, to Killary Lodge, which is on Killary Fjord in Connemara, just like rugged perfection, like just nature personified, like green fields. Now, also, I was saying to my friend today, four seasons, not in one day. Four seasons in 5 minutes in Connemara. So, you know, you got to watch the weather. But we left here, we left London. David was driving, fair play to him. And we were heading up to Holyhead to get the ferry. Now, the ferry was at 10:40 a.m. And so we left here at 4:30. So David says to me, David used to play football professionally and he spent a long time in Wales playing. And so he knows Wales quite well. And he also knows Holyhead quite well because he would have been driving back and forwards to Galway, where he's from, getting the board when he was a young man. So he was like, I want to bring you by Snowdonia. I want to take you on the scenic route because we were looking forward to this retreat for weeks and weeks and weeks. But we were also thinking, the road trip on either side is going to be as much crack as the retreat is. So I said to him, go on, Yashra, like, I love scenic. I love the scenic route. Brings me up anyway, around Snowdonia, up into Wales. Wales! Ah! It's like Scotland, Ireland and Wales all at once. Like, you know, valleys and just green, like rolling hills. Do you know what I kept thinking of? Do you remember the scene in The Shawshank Redemption towards the end where Morgan Freeman goes out to that one tree in that field with the stone wall out in the middle of nowhere? Every single field felt like that. One beautiful tree out in the middle of nowhere and loads of a herd of sheep. It was just beautiful. Anyway, we enjoyed it so much. Too much.
You missed the boat.
We missed the boat.
Oh my God, stop.
We missed the boat.
Claire, I didn't know this because you're so bad at texting me. I told you to keep me updated on the trip. I was picturing you in Cornell's Court and going for your dip. And you weren't doing that.
That was the plan. Getting over on the 10:40, getting off at 13:50, leaving Dublin Port, heading to Dalkey, having a dip, going to Cornell's Court and heading over west. Well, we got to Holyhead. Sun was splitting the stones, but there wasn't a car to be seen in the line.
Could you see the boat?
Couldn't see the boat. I was like, David, I think it's too late. And he goes, hang on. So he drives around, pulls up outside Irish Ferries, walks in, disappears. And then I'm like, 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later, I'm going to have to follow him in. So I walk in. And I stand there at the desk smiling at the woman. And she goes, you're very serene. I was like, yeah. She was like, you've missed it. I was like, oh, no.
So did you get the time wrong?
No, we just, the scenic route just took too long.
But like, as you were driving up, were you like, we're late now?
Yeah. Yeah. We knew we were late. Once we got okay. Like, I didn't want to put too much pressure on David. But I should have put more pressure on David. I should have put all the pressure on David. So anyway, we said I could see David was a bit down about the whole thing because obviously he just knew. Like, so I was like, do you know what? That was meant to happen. For whatever reason, we weren't supposed to be on that boat. And we're supposed to hang out here in Holyhead. I said, look, the sun is splitting the stones. Let's just stay here. We're grand. He's like, yeah, right, okay. So we asked the lady behind the Irish Ferries desk, what should we do? So she was like, go to a place called Truder Bay, which is just south of Holyhead. And there is a beach there and there's lovely coffee places and whatever. Didn't we go down there, have a bite to eat, have a coffee in the sunshine, speak to a local? And then I said to him, because we're not going to get our swim in Dublin, let's just go for a dip here. So we went for a dip in the Irish Sea.
Beautiful. And then, so when was the next boat?
The next boat was 3 hours' time.
Ah, fine.
Absolutely fine. Like, luckily, we'd given ourselves plenty of time.
The second time round.
Exactly, the second time around. We were 100 metres from the ferry terminal at all times. Can you see it? Yeah, I can see it. So we got on the boat. And I was like, I don't think I've been on a ferry for 30 years. Easy. There was what resembled, like, you know, that big sprawling staircase from like Titanic. Mm-hmm. That was a staircase just like that.
Can I say what I think when I think of those boats that go between Ireland and England? Carpet and sausages. Is that the buzz?
There's only one thing I'd add to that visual. Pints.
Oh God.
Carpets, pints. And plates of sausages, you yeah. would be spot on. And also a certain vintage of person. Like, it's mostly populated by the older generation. And so we decided, anyway, we sat for a while and the two of us were knackered at this stage because we had the adrenaline of missing the boat. And then we had a bit of a snooze. And then we went off, had something to eat, wandered around. And sure, before you know it, there we were in Dublin Port. So we went off out the road and we hit the N4. I hope that's the right one. I think it is, yes. And we headed out to go to Connemara. Now this was probably 5 or 6 o'clock. So we're heading out anyway, and both of us then are thinking of Dennis and we're thinking of him and we're thinking, God, wouldn't he be so proud of us now? What would he say to us if he was here right now? And David goes, do you know what he'd say, Claire? Find the closest Supermax. So off to Kinnegad with us. We sat in the car park and got a couple of snack boxes and watched the most awesome sunset. The most beautiful sunset, genuinely. After we finished our meal and headed off out west again, the sun literally didn't want to go down. You know, one of those evenings. You're going and you're going and you're going. I'm like, the sun is still up. In fact, to the point where we got to Connemara, got to Killary, and we at that stage, the two of us were singing songs from, you know, at the top of our lungs, proper playlists, like just singing big songs. And I just kept saying to David, that sun is not gone. Can you see over in the distance there? There's still some orange, like a little orange glow right in the distance. Like, it feels on that side of the country, there's something so special about the West, but it's like next stop America, you know? Mm. There's just something really exciting and magical about it. So we pulled up and we were staying in the Killary Adventure Centre that night because the lodge wasn't ready until Friday. And we hit the hay, shattered, among a summer camp of kids around five, six, seven. So they were all up the next morning running around the place. Jesus Christ. Is it a retreat we're running or is it a summer camp? Quick. So we headed off to Killary Lodge and we settled in, and all of our retreaters were coming down around 5 p.m. that day. And David and I just made sure that we grounded ourselves and prepared. You know, I was nervous. Like, this was my first retreat. David has done them before, but I was nervous before people came. We were running around putting little bits in the rooms and some ferns and distributing copybooks and notebooks. And it's such an exciting time, but it's also, I'm sure you felt the same when you ran yours. Like, it's the anticipation. You're kind of caught between excitement and absolute, like, fear and loathing of yourself. You're like, I don't know if I can do this. But as soon as the Soul Sisters arrived, so we had 13 all together, so three men and 12 women and 12 Soul Sisters.
Wow.
And we just had, I remember this was the joy of actually having heard your story about your retreat, was there was so many synchronicities and similarities for mine. All of the, and a bit like you with all of your runners as well, you're a Good Glow Run Club gang. All of the girls that I met that weekend were all people just like me, just like you and me.
Oh, I love that, because it actually, it's like a mirror, isn't it? And then you're like, then through the people around you that are so amazing, you're so proud of who you are then as a person, because you're like, these people are me and I am them and we are, you know, one community. So if every single person here is amazing, I must be amazing too. And it's such a like lovely endorsement of like self-love, I think.
You, I could not have put that better myself. I felt so proud to look around the room and say that I, through this amazing podcast, had attracted these absolute legends to Connemara. And so we got together, did a little opening circle, introduced ourselves. We had a lovely sharing moment on Friday night. People sharing why they were there, people sharing stuff that they wanted to leave there. And then we headed to bed and got up the next morning nice and early, did some yoga, did some breathing, stretching and meditation. And then we went for a swim on Glass Lawn Beach. We then went, came home, had some amazing food, a place called the Misunderstood Heron, who have a little hatch down by Killary Fjord where you can get coffees and pastries and stuff. They were doing our catering for us. Delicious. Again, like you, such nutritious food that when you're doing work like this, you need that healthy food on tap and plenty of it. And that's what we had all weekend. On Saturday night, we did a lovely fire ceremony. And we put in the things we wanted to release and anything that we love that we want to bring forward in our lives. So we did that. And then Sunday was all about grounding and treatments. So we did a sauna and we swam in the fjord on Sunday morning. We saw an otter catching a fish.
That's a weekend in your life you'll never forget. And something was coming up for me there that we wrote on one of our guidance cards. Enjoy the journey, you will when you look back.
Oh.
So I'm sure Dennis is so proud of you. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. We absolutely felt his presence with us all weekend. You know, there were times David got a reading lately and he was told that when a robin appears, that's Dennis. So on our way back, we went back through Snowdonia, the scene of the crime, and we went and had a fish and chips by the side of a river up in the mountains. And just as we were sitting there, didn't the smallest little robin with the biggest red breast come around? And they're so tame, robins, hopping up in front of us, and then just was cocking his head looking at us.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Imagine. So we just threw some little chips down to him and he was just biting pieces of chips off and heading off to his nest.
So I too had a huge week. I suppose every time I do a show in the National Concert Hall, I'm always like, is this the last time we're going to do it? Like, it's such a huge thing for us to do. that it's obviously such a privilege to stand in the National Concert Hall. So this year we decided, okay, we had such an amazing time last December with our Christmas show. Let's do another Christmas show. So it's called Let It Glow. And the show, so basically this idea came from myself and Jamie for so many years when we first got married and when we were first dating, used to go to the Royal Albert Hall at the start of December every year because Jamie's a real Christmas person. And we would go there to a Christmas show and it would immediately put us in the mindset for Christmas. So then we'd have a whole month of feeling Christmassy. Because you know when you have those years and it's Christmas Day and you're like, Jesus, it just didn't feel like Christmas this year, or I didn't get into it this year and now it's nearly over. So we said, what if, you know, in the good glow, we could create that in Ireland, like that feeling of kicking off Christmas the first weekend in December. So of course, like anyone who knows me knows that this is the scariest thing that I do in my business. I can sit in front of a mic all day long, make audio, make podcasts, but put me up on a stage, like it's terrifying. And I really feed off the audience. So like, last year we had everyone up and singing and dancing. I was like, can we do that again? Like, is that possible? So after a lot of pep talks this week, I said, okay, let's do it. Even though it had been in, you know, everyone else that was involved in the show had made up their mind that we were doing it months and months ago. Like I was sitting on the couch, I don't know if I can do this. And Jamie's like, no, like we're doing it. It's done. I just don't know if I can. We might have to cancel it. But I was blow drying Pia's hair, right? It was like a train. So I was sitting on her bed. She was sitting on her little chair. And then Tally was sitting on a littler chair. So it was like a train. So I was blow drying Pia's hair. Pia was reading a story to Tally. And out of the corner of my eye, emails were coming through to my phone. And I was really sitting there and I was on a different planet. And I was like, oh my God, can I do this show? I don't know if I can do it. I'm so scared. And then I looked at my emails, right? Mm-hmm. The first email was from an online store called Nadine Marabai. So you know the way, it's coincidence, but for every show that I do, I always wear a jumpsuit. Yes. And that's where I order my jumpsuits. So there was an email there from Nadine Marabai. And then underneath it, it was some random email going, it's time for another concert.
What?
I know.
What?
So I was like, okay. Well, yeah. Okay, we'll do it.
Oh, I love the fact you get two emails coming into your inbox and you're looking around at your support system and you're like, yeah, you've been doing weeks of pep talking and I was on the brink of cancelling this show. But actually two emails have just popped in, signs. So we're going to do it, lads. It's back on. The signs are in.
Oh, I know. And I know that like you so get that because you're such a signs person as well. But do you know what? There was such a change in me the second I launched it. Like this confidence came and maybe it's like, oh my God. I can't stop thinking about you this week. You would say that Hobnobs are your best recommends ever. I would say Full Swing season 2 might be.
Really?
So I was watching Full Swing this week. I'm so into it. I love it. Now I skipped straight to season 2. But one of the lads now, I'm really bad at all their names. He got a life coach and his life coach was saying, focus on all the good that comes. It sounds obvious. Or all the good that can come in your life. And I was like, why am I not leaning into this with confidence? Enjoy the process. This is part of it. Stepping out of your comfort zone, doing things that make you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. If I had it my way, I'd stay small. But actually, yes. when I step outside my comfort zone and when I push myself, I feel great. And actually, I'm buzzing all of this week. So if you would like to come to our Christmas show, I will leave a link for tickets in the show notes. We're going to sing Christmas songs. We've got Christmas trees, Christmas lights. We put like hundreds of candles on the stage.
Oh.
We are going to have the best Christmas party ever together.
That is so exciting. What a great visual. And also good timing in terms of getting ready for Christmas, because the weather this June is so shit that actually I don't mind thinking about the winter coming back around, because I'm like, if this summer is a washout, then bring on the cold weather and give me my winter coats.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it? Because even I was thinking that today with the wind blowing and the rain. I was like, oh, well, we might as well just, you know, get into Christmas. So, okay, full swing. I am so into it. And then I felt really bad that I judged Rory McIlroy, because he actually is a really nice guy in the show, isn't he? Like, yeah, he seems like just such a decent guy. Now, it's so interesting. Anyone that's into like sports psychology, personal development, that's why I love watching sports documentaries, because I feel really motivated from them and really inspired in my own business. So, yeah, I've been absolutely loving it.
Have you got as far as the, is it the Ryder Cup? Have you got to the Ryder Cup yet? Oh, those episodes are, oh, you've got a treat in store.
Rory McIlroy, he called off his divorce.
What?
Yeah. So basically, he said they're giving it another go.
What? I didn't hear that.
And in other news, Ben and J-Lo are hanging out together loads. Now, this floored me during the week. This is crazy, right? I'm going to just Google this really quick.
How did I miss that McIlroy news?
Yeah. Ben and Jennifer, basically it came out that they were never happy in this house they bought a year ago. Do you remember they put up their house for sale a couple of weeks ago? And that's why everyone thinks they're getting a divorce.
Right, okay.
So get this, right? This $60 million house has 12 bedrooms and 24 bathrooms. And an 80-car garage. 24 bathrooms.
24.
Can you imagine the pressure or the... that a house like that weighing on you, 24 bathrooms.
But you see, this is when you think about, because we're all just people at the end of the day, right? When you are knocking around in a gaff that size, two bathrooms for every bedroom, it's just like you can't help but be leaking energy, energetically, and soul. Like, where's the soul? Where's the heart of the house?
It got me thinking, like, what's your ideal house? So I love a small house.
Mm.
I love like cottage vibes, but like I would love, so my dream house, I've been thinking about this all week. My dream house would be three or four bedrooms, all on one level, greenery growing on the outside of my house. That's all brick.
Oh yeah.
You know, like really old brick.
Yes.
A view of the sea, a lemon tree. I want a sauna and a cold plunge pool.
Most definitely. That's top of my list.
I want real cozy interiors, like lots of wood, lots of like blankets, and just like really low key vibes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe people might say to you, that doesn't sound that low key.
Oh, really?
Probably say it's about £4 million in Dublin.
Was it the lemon tree?
I think it was probably the brick and the brickwork and the sauna that suddenly made it jump from like 250 grand to 2.5 mil.
Okay, well, while we're at it, I'll also take David Beckham in the kitchen singing that song.
That is what we are. 25 million. There you go. 25 million quid now that house is going to be.
What would you like?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring up this and you are a specific manifestation, because one of the soul sisters on the retreat, Mags, was saying to me that she and her husband Eddie came. The two of them came, the two young kids, and they came as a couple. Isn't that amazing? So anyway, Mags was saying to me, listen, I manifested Ed and I got specific, really, really specific. So I wrote the list and then I put the list away and I forgot about the list. And just as you were reading through the specificities of your dream home there, I was thinking, she needs to commit that to paper.
Okay.
Really and truly, give it 5 years, maybe not even. And you and I could be in your sauna looking out over the sea.
Looking out, I thought you were going to say looking out at David Beckham.
I think the Beckham's a step too far, but we could get a cardboard cutout. How about shrubs and rubs? That would do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is it. I need to write this down.
And so somewhere, like when you were saying you and the girls in the little choo-choo train, you're drawing Pia's hair and Pia's reading Talia's story, like you're just glancing over to your right and looking at your manifestation list or your little visualization, your
vision boards.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Colgate MaxWhite Ultimate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate MaxWhite Ultimate's unique formula goes beyond the surface to whiten your teeth and reverse 15 years of stains caused by food and drinks. So this season, we've been talking about our reasons to smile. And Claire, I'm sure you have a lot of reasons why you smiled this week, but can you think of one in particular?
I sure can. And I'll take us back to my retreat at the weekend. So on the Sunday evening, we were doing a closing ceremony and David and I said, why don't we spring a little karaoke on the crew? Now, we thought to ourselves, if we do introduce this and we tell them it's coming, it may, because you know when you hear, you're like, no, getting up to sing in front of people, no. So why don't we just line up a song? I'll be the sacrificial lamb. I'll go up first and do the singing and then people can see whether they want to follow suit. So we turn the lights down. I grab the mic and I hit play on
Phil Collins.
Well, that was obvious. Phil Collins in the air tonight. And one of the girls got a video of me singing, like, wow, to see yourself singing Phil Collins I wouldn't say it's something that everybody has to see, but it did make me smile. It was brilliant.
Absolutely epic retreat. An epic toothpaste because Colgate MaxWhite Ultimate's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. It will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments when you want to smile and sing like you mean it. Colgate MaxWhite Ultimate is available half price in Tesco Ireland for just €15 until the 1st of July. You go first.
Okay. So it's dipping into the archives of Diary of CEO. He had Alain de Botton. You can leave that in. That's embarrassing. But I honestly, Alain de Botton. He is a love expert. He's written books on humanity and the sociology of people, and he's just a great listen. He's a really smart guy. And this episode is titled The Love Expert: The Real Reason Why We're Lonely, Loveless and Depressed. Don't let the title put you off. This is the line that made me want to recommend it to you because it hit me. Alain de Botton in this episode says, insomnia, for anybody who struggles to sleep, insomnia is revenge for all the thoughts that we've refused to address during the day. Wow. Ruthlessly disowned these thoughts during the day. So what you have to do when you're lying in bed at night is interview your own body. Ask your shoulders what they want to tell you.
Love that. And that's exactly what we were talking about last week, that you're dealing with your emotions as they come by going out, nipping out to your little church during the day, lighting a candle. And then, oh, that's interesting. Very connected.
Yes. So well worth a listen. This episode is from December 28th, I believe, 2023. So take a listen.
Love it. Okay, so obviously we're so connected every week. Hello. I'm recommending a podcast too. So this is a podcast that I have loved over the last 6 months, a particular episode. It's Oprah's Super Soul Conversations. I'd love to know actually if you've heard this episode with Jamie Kern Lima, who wrote Worthy.
Yes.
So this book is like taking over the world, and it's such an interesting podcast. And the reason why I am recommending this episode this week is because I'm manifesting in real time to get Jamie onto the Good Glow next season. Jamie has reached out, sent all the emails. I'm going to reach out separately and I'm going to say it on Soul Sisters. So let's just see what happens.
Her story is amazing.
The way she speaks about going for it and having confidence in yourself is chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
So a quote, I actually put this on my Instagram page last week and said that we'd read it out on Soul Sisters, but we hadn't. But I'm really connecting with it at the moment because I was on Catherine Thomas. She was covering for Ray Darcy during the week. She really brought me back to the day I was diagnosed and, like, you know, how everything worked out for me and, you know, how happy I am now. But it made me think about this quote. What's the use in a heavy shower of rain if you keep your bucket upside down?
Whoa.
So for any of the Soul Sisters who are going through something at the moment, don't forget to turn your bucket up the right way, even if you are in the middle of an absolute storm.
Whoa.
It's a good one, isn't it?
It's a really good one.
Before we go, I was speaking to one of the gorgeous ladies at our run club. She said she'd signed up for your retreat in India at the end of the year. Yeah. So tell us, how can people sign up for to hear about your next retreats?
So we, David and I are planning to go to India. We're going to take a group with us, 15 people, into Delhi, go and see the Taj Mahal, and then go up into the Himalayas. We're going to do some breath work, some yoga, some meditation, visit some temples. India has been the making of me. And, you know, I think for anybody who listens to Soul Sisters and has a passion for spirituality, self-development, India is on your bucket list. And if you're interested and you would like to know more, we have a lovely deck, if we do say so ourselves. Why don't you just send me a little DM at Claire Solon and I will send you the email with the PDF.
That's great. Okay. And as I said, if you want to get tickets for our show, Let It Glow in the National Concert Hall, I leave a link in the show notes. And if you want to just come sing, do you remember I was saying last week we went out and we sang and we had such a great night? If you want to get into the Christmas spirit with us, we've got incredible guests this year. We've got talks, we've got comedy, we've got the whole lot. I'll leave the link in the show notes. And thanks.
Christmas present for your soul, that right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't
and
it?
Hopefully you'll be home for it this year.
Listen, I'll make the effort. I will.
Amazing. Sure. Now, don't miss the boat.
Jesus, I'll get the. I'll make sure Mr. Ryanair and Michael O'Leary will get me home on time. Don't worry.
Well, listen, Claire, thank you so much for this week. I've loved hearing about your retreat. I feel like for all of us Soul Sisters, this is a really special episode because we have been on the journey with you to get you to this point, or not get you to this point, but to be with you up until this point. And I'm so excited to see what happens next for you.
Me too. For all of us, we're one big gang. And just like you said, it's like looking in the mirror. So thanks, Soul Sisters. See you soon.